Daniel Posner is the founder and the chairman of Athletes for Israel, and he's just been involved in an amazing trip, a BYU solidarity trip to Israel. Daniel Posner, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
So tell us about Athletes for Israel.
Well, I started Athletes for Israel about 6 years ago because I had been frustrated by all the negative publicity and negative PR that Israel has always shown. And I went to Israel to see if I can be helpful in terms of PR. I met with people in government, and I found that they had the same talking points and the same message that I had. I came to the realization that we as Jews or Israelis, when we talk about Israel, we're often seen as biased or not objective. Yet when you bring somebody else outside of the Jewish community to Israel and see for themselves firsthand about the beauty, the culture, the diversity of Israel, they see the truth for themselves. And so I saw people starting to bring athletes and influencers to Israel over years. And I said, we need to do this more often. We need to do it on a more continuous basis, consistently. And through their platforms, they can talk to hundreds of thousands and millions of people to influence them and talk about combating anti-Semitism and shining a positive light on Israel.
How difficult is it to convince people, to convince athletes to come to Israel? They must have many concerns.
The truth of the matter is that Israel happens to be a bucket list item for many, many, many people. Mm. The history, the culture, the Tel Aviv nightlife, it's world renowned, and it's no longer a hidden gem. I'd say the one area of concern of people is, frankly, security. And, for the last year and a half, clearly people have been on high alert. But for the most part, people want to go to Israel. For years, I had been taking my family to Israel. I'd come back to all my colleagues at work, and everyone would say to me, Daniel, the next time you go to Israel, please take me with you.
Amazing.
But after you allay those concerns, they want to come.
So tell us about the BYU trip.
So the BYU trip was all the co-captains of the football team. Mm-hmm. This is not the first team we've brought to Israel. We brought many college teams to Israel, including Auburn University, University of Arizona, Kansas State. BYU, the co-captains, is the first American football team that we've brought to Israel. We brought them there last week I just got back on Friday. We brought them there for a week of community service, cultural exchange, religious exploration, and just team bonding. And I can honestly say it was an incredible once-in-a-lifetime kind of trip.
Amazing. So, and who attended? Who were the participants in terms of their own experience with Israel?
So the participants were the co-captains of the football team.
Right.
That included BYU is a Mormon school or LDS school.
Okay.
So 97% of the people that attend BYU are from the Latter-day Saint community.
Okay.
However, their football team, which is world-renowned, is led by quarterback Jake Retzlaff, who is Jewish.
Oh, wow.
But in addition, so Jake and the school he's really become beloved by the school. They've nicknamed the school BYJew lovingly instead of BYU, BYJew.
I love that, absolutely.
And Jake is an incredible leader. He's just an incredible magnet of a personality and incredible charisma. And he decided, we reached out to him and said, we'd love to bring you to Israel. He had never been. He said his parents had been, but he had never been. And he said, I'd love to go. And he said he wanted to bring his co-captains with him.
Incredible. I watched an interview with him, and he really is very, very warm and charismatic. The response by Israeli athletes to the guys?
The response to Israeli athletes and to Israelis in general was incredibly warm and positive.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who comes to Israel nowadays, they're welcomed and received with an incredible warm, open arms, and especially a football team We did not only do the typical touring where we went through the Christian quarters and the Jewish quarters of the old city, and we went through Tel Aviv and the Dead Sea, and got to really experience all of the historical trips. We also did a number of community service items. So we hosted a football clinic in Robert Kraft Stadium with over 300 participants that came. And they all wanted autographs, and they all couldn't get enough of the players, and they were excited to see them. We also partnered with organizations like Shalva, which is an organization for disadvantaged youth, as well as Osim Shchuna, which goes into neighborhoods below the poverty line, and we helped paint a building that was falling apart and helped reconstruct it. We also went to United Hatzalah and saw Israel's amazing emergency response unit, as well as how they help other countries around the world.
Absolutely incredible.
And everywhere we went, they were incredibly well received. I'd say one of the most powerful days that we experienced there is we spent a day going down to all the October 7th sites.
Oh, gosh.
We went to the Nova Festival site. We went to Kibbutz Be'eri. We also spent some time on a military base, and they got to meet real-life soldiers who are in combat and were in combat. And meeting other kids their age that are 20, 21, 22, 23 years old, similar in age to theirs, fighting against terrorism, and explained to them one of the most powerful items that they explained was that they are willing to risk their own lives or the lives of somebody in their battalion in order not to hurt a civilian, in a Palestinian civilian. And that was incredibly powerful to the LDS participants that came.
Do you chat about the perception prior to coming to Israel versus what they experience?
Yeah, we do extensive education months before the trip, through the trip, and then after the trip.
Ah.
And each of them have their own playbook where we talk about the history and culture, and they have extensive educational materials that we bring with us, some movies that we recommend. And through the trip, it's an educational, immersive experience where we all share and connect and bond. And these are memories that they'll have for a lifetime.
And memories that they'll share with other people and hopefully spread
That's
bit more
goal. The goal of
truth.
Athletes. The goal for Athletes for Israel is not to just impact the handful of people that we see. And the goal is not just to reach to 15 million Jews around the world. I always tell my team, if we only reach 15 million Jews, we have failed. Our goal is to reach the hundreds of millions of people who are simply uneducated about Israel, who simply don't know, who simply see all of the quick slogans and the on-campus encampments and are saying, you know, the very, very basic level what's happening in Israel, and don't really go to the next step to really understand the situation in Israel.
Yeah. What's next?
So next we're going to bring more college teams to Israel. We're bringing more professional players to Israel. We have Kayvon Thibodeau, who's a defensive end for the New York Giants, is going to come to Israel. Steve Francis is going to come. We have a joint venture and partnership with Tamir Goodman. We bring players to staff all of his summer camps. We'll also bring some more teams. We have a Big 12 team, college team that we're planning to bring. Next year, we have a women's college basketball team that's planning to come, South Carolina. The Gamecocks are planning to go. Dawn Staley is the head coach. They were the national champions last year. Ohio State is basketball, which is a Big Ten school, a top program, is planning to go. But we're also in discussions with HBCU schools, which is a historical black college, as well as major programs like the University of Michigan, Duke, Florida, Syracuse. They're all interested in engaging and talking about coming to Israel.